He hastened from place to place amid the ruins, his face blackened with smoke, and his hair and eyebrows singed with the fierce heat. At length the day dawned, and Mortier, who had strained every nerve for 36 hours, entered a palace and dropped down from fatigue. The manly form and stalwart arm that had so often carried death into the ranks of the enemy at length gave way, and the gloomy marshal lay and panted in utter exhaustion. The night of the tempest was succeeded by a day of fiery storm, and when night again enveloped the city, it was one broad flame, waving to and fro in the blast. The wind had increased to a perfect hurricane, and shifted from quarter to quarter, as if on purpose to swell the sea of fire and extinguish the last hope. The fire was approaching the Kremlin. Already the roar of the flames, the crash of falling houses, and the crackling of burning timbers were borne to the ears of the startled emperor. He arose and walked to and fro, stopping convulsively and gazing on the terrific scene. Murat and others of his marshals rushed into his presence, and on their knees besought him to flee, but he still clung to that haughty palace as if it were his empire. At length the shout, "The Kremlin is on fire!" was heard above the roar of a conflagration, and Napoleon reluctantly consented to leave. He descended into the streets with his staff, and looked about for a way of egress, but the flames blocked every passage. At length they discovered a postern gate leading to the Moskva, and passed through it, but they had entered still further into the danger. As Napoleon cast his eye around the open space, girdled and arched with fire, smoke and cinders, he saw one single street yet open, but all on fire. Into this he rushed, and amid the crash of falling houses and the raging of the flames, over burning ruins, through clouds of rolling smoke, and between walls of fire, he pressed on. At length, half suffocated, he emerged in safety from a blazing city, and took up his quarters in the imperial palace of Petrovsky, nearly 3 miles distant.